stop yourself from having it is unnecessary, punishment to the goof. That's a good book. Second chart, the other chart is the chart that we were saying. That you want to be able to see the Shevach, you want to get Shevach on all the Brios. And Shevach, to see it and to have it and to recognize what it is. It's difficult to say, you're going to also be kind of a din because you didn't, because you were refraining from the goof. I mean, that's Kedusha. I mean, those guys on the side are not Rishon.
Right. The goof in Moshe.
Yeah.
Of what?
Kedusha.
Hmm?
No, he's not. I don't think they are. Mispracticing it.
Making it little birds and trees up.
Right? You're a little offended when I told you don't know how to eat, but we all don't know how to eat. You look at the way they ate. Rashi talks about it later. We're going to talk about it later.
We're academic.
We just shove this stuff in our
mouth. Yeah, listen to this. They would say, they go like this. On Mem Gimel, Nora describes how they would have a suda. It says like this. All the guests would come in, right? They'd sit on these little couches, and then they'd wait for everybody to come in, and then they'd wash one hand, right? And they'd be served wine.
Okay. I like it already.
You like it already, right? That was just in like the lobby waiting for everybody. Once all the guests finally come, everyone's relaxing on the couches, they have a little wine. Right? Then
this is lunch.
Then they would go and sit on the main couches.
That a new set?
Is this where you get the little tables?
Yeah, they had little tables. They'd wash both their hands and they'd make where is it? Right. Oh, then they would come to the big to the regular tables. They'd wash both hands. Then they have another glass of wine.
Why do they wash their hands before the?
This was for the first one. Rashi just says is the first one. He says is to hold the coast. Kachay regilim. He says regilim mayim. Kachay regilim.
Second.
Rashi seems to say that was just the way they do it. And then they would go on to the. So that was the first cup of wine, just before everybody, when everyone gets it. Right then they would go on the couches, and they would recline, and they would wash both hands now. So Rashi, because now they're going to eat. They're going to use both hands. The first cup of wine only use one hand. Only wash one. They're only going
to
use one hand.
Wouldn't it have just been practical to wash both hands at the beginning of the whole thing?
Not when you're doing it right.
Water's scarce.
So then they bring another glass of wine. Okay. Yeah.
That's like a lot of fun.
And then I guess they would eat the meal. And that's all. Because that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says. So they would have yayin before the Muslim, and they have yayin after the Muslim. They have a little yayin before the party starts.
They pregame the
food every night. But during the meal, they would drink very little wine. Just enough like to help the food go down.
This is like a wine party.
Yes, a party, a seba, a real sit down.
Nowadays, just like drink wine like all the time. I guess like the drink, like a main, like their main drink.
I don't know. That I don't know. Anyway, so
probably
like juices. Just like always drinking.
Probably in juices.
Juice?
Juice.
Yeah, it's
purple juice. Juices for the birds.
Sorry. I think I was in the week 24/7.
Yeah, I just saw an interesting halacha the other day. Just something we had done in the past about the peppers, the peppers and the zangil. So we said that that the, when they're dry, right, you don't make a brach on them. Because they're tavlin. Right? So it's interesting. The Mechaber has like this. He says that if you make some sort of dish out of them, you make them like the ikar, they're not just a spice anymore, then you make a brach on them. Im mar kochim oso yovesh kevin shayde kach hu roi lachila hazangvil ikar umvorchel avboi priyadama.
Does that involve adding other things to it, or you're just doing...
Yeah, you mix it in with like some sort of paste. I don't know what the other substances were. But it's an interesting thing. In other words, that the only reason why you don't make a bracha on it is because it has a shame tavlin. But the Mechaber says you could convert it back into an ochel.
And it would become tavlin?
No, then it's the ikar.
The dry?
Yeah. Even the dry... He's talking about the dry... whatchamacallit? Ginger. But... I think he says the palpolum too, the Mishnah Berurah. That was because that was a svar that it's only because it's treated as a tavlin, it's defined as a tavlin. It's not eaten as an ochel. But he's saying if you were to make some dish where that becomes the ikar, it would become derech achila again. No, the problem is that it was not derech achila. Not that the substance is not edible. Not that the substance is not edible. But it doesn't have a shame ochel because there's a shame tavlin. But he's saying if you make something where that becomes the ikar, that would be
dries objectively.
Right, because it was machlokas. It was machlokas in the Gemara. Whether you make a shahakol on the dry or no brocha. So that we said that was the machlokas. Is it gonna lose its shame ochel if it's used in the tavlin. But you see, everybody would agree, he holds that if you can bring back the shame ochel if this type of food is eaten this way. If it's eaten this way as a food, it's interesting. It's interesting, the next halach is interesting too. He says, Besomim shchukim umuravim sukar. Right? So spices that are ground or pounded, crushed and mixed with sugar. Ha besomim ikar, umvarchalayam kide birkas osan besomim. So, if you take spices and you grind them up and you mix them with sugar, right? Then he's saying the besomim are ikar. The besomim are ikar. And you can make the bracha on the besomim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, shchukim means even though it's totally nimuach legamri, you can't even recognize what it was. He says, because that's the way these are done. It's not like something that's normally in whole, and it's ground up. That's a whole question. If it's nishtane birchosam because it changed its forms, but this is derech habesamim lichtosh beofenze. That's what it's done. It's made to be crushed like this. So you can't say it's a shinoi in its normal form. And then he says the besamim mizikar. He says hainu afilu kishahoya tzukar harov umaat besamim. Even though the sugar is physically the rove, and the besamim is the smaller amount.
It's probably there to make it edible.
That's correct. Sugar. So it would seem from that halacha, I mean, like I was talking to my father about like a chocolate bar. Like chocolate. People always make shahakol on a chocolate bar. I mean, nowadays they have a lot more. They have chocolate with like a dark chocolate. It's like 70% cocoa, you know. You ever see the fancier chocolates are high percentages of cocoa. I mean that. What's that?
85%.
That's too much. that's you might as well take the bean and just sprinkle a little sugar on it. But it would seem that even if it's not rove, I mean that halacha, I don't know why you don't make a bar priyates on it.
Is possible. I know it's a pretty expensive process the beans go through. It's not just like they grind them down. I think they have to, it's like a 5-step process.
Oh, really?
He's describing it. It's very extensive. Like he was saying, because he's just surprised they ever figured this out, because it's not like a natural thing.
From the cocoa bean to the
From the
to
cocoa
chocolate.
Bean to the chocolate, it's like to a cocoa it's like
powder.
A certain part of it, and then they do
it was never in couple steps until 20 years. Right.
That was because they had problems with the stabilizing the mixture. stabilizing it, you know what I mean? So it wouldn't separate, you know, yeah. That's not the powder. The powder is, I wonder if he's talking about the powder or like a Hershey chocolate bar. What's that?
I think he was talking about the powder.
The powder itself.
Yeah, it was pretty well researched. So yeah, I'd have to look it up, but it wasn't.
Oh, so you read me?
No, this person told me. Hmm? But they were well educated about the topic. Hmm. They had actually seen where they grow them.
Peasant's chocolate.
What?
Peasant's chocolate.
Yeah. I mean, eat it.
See, coffee is different because coffee, they say, is just tam. Now, remember that was the shisia. It's going from a food to a shisia. There are different things over there. But,
he's basically saying here that the sugar is a way to taste these spices.
He's saying the besomim is ikar, right. He's saying the besomim is ikar, and that's the form the besomim take. I mean, I don't know if we have anything like this. Anything like this that you eat?
Cinnamon?
No, but anything like a thing that's basically besomim?
No.
Not really, right? Like
maybe.
We don't do these kind of things, but
we don't eat our poker.
That's you're saying it's a lot of changes from the bean to the cocoa.
Yeah, that's their attempt. All right,
we'll take a look. Take a look. Anyway, so you took a look at the Tosfos. Want to start off with Tosfos first? Did you look at the Tosfos?
Yes.
Matt, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. Still a little tired. But.
I'm sure they have some sort of thing like cinnamon, like sugar with like cinnamon on it. It's like a like, sort of like a candy
sugar
stick,
with
you know?
And that they have, well, they have ginger. If you go sometimes to a health food store, they have like this candied ginger, right?
Wow.
But that's wet. That's vadai bar kriyadama. Because that's not really dry ginger, right? Like the sushi stuff. But it's sweet. That's sweet.
It's ground.
All our spices now come like pre-ground and everything. I was just going to shake that.
Right.
Most people don't deal with the original product.
Right. Yep. All right. Anyway, so what does Tosfos say? The Ri. There's a lot of questions on Rashi. Well, what's his shot? Everyone want to read the Ri? Alkane Pir's Ri. It's a good Gemara to practice your attention to detail. You have to really understand the pshat. You have to see what they're saying in the pshat. Okay, so go ahead. Someone want to read this? Levi? You didn't do those, did you? A little bit.
Seen it.
You've seen it. Okay.
Just start Alkane?
Alkane, yeah.
Alkane Pierce reads, Devar ha-boy machmas asuda b'sokha suda kolomar haragilim lovo machmas asuda b'pas.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Okay, so what is so the question is how do you define these categories? That's the big question here. How do you define the categories in this Gemara? Gemara is giving you the rules, but the problem is we don't know the categories. So Dvarim Haboyim Mach Masasuda Rashi learned means you're eating them with the pas. Right? They're eating them with the pas. And Tosis is learning. That what does it mean? Machmas asuda?
Things that you usually eat with pas.
Things that you eat when you eat pas. Right? Things that are normally brought because you're sitting down to a meal of pas. Okay? Not that you're actually eating them with the pas. Right? But he says like what? Like basar dogim mini kedera vehivion besoch hasuda ain tu in brachal of name lachrein afilochlan besoch hasuda befnei atzman below pas. Right? Why? Go ahead.
The kibun dimishum pas sein bayin a pas podrasa.
Since they're coming because of the pas, so what does it mean they're coming because of the pas? That's what I'm trying to say. And he's learning Dvarim Boim Besoch, Dvarim Boim Mach Masasuda. How would you define Dvarim Boim Mach Masasuda in your own words?
Things that
Because according to Rashi, Dvarim Bar Machlus HaSuda means things eaten Tofel to the pas. Right? It's according to Rashi, what is Dvarim Bar Machlus HaSuda defining?
Condiments.
Okay. And according to Tosfos, what is it defining?
Complimentary.
No, it was according to Rashi, Dvarim Bar Machlus HaSuda is really defining a certain maisa achila, a certain. It's really talking about, it's not talking about any specific food. It's talking about a specific type. It's talking about a maisa achila, right? It's not identifying a class of foods. It's isolating a specific maisa achila that if it's part of the achilas pas, then it's pater. Okay. According to Tosos, Dvarim Bar Machlus HaSuda is defining a class of foods. And you would call them meal foods. Right? Talking about meal foods. What's the definition of a meal food? Things that you only eat in the context of a meal. Okay? Things that you only bring out when you're sitting down for a meal. You don't snack on basar and dugim. You only have basar and dugim when you're sitting down for a meal. Right? So, that's what he says. That's what he's saying. He's saying, and therefore, and that's what it means, the pas, that's what it means, dvarim bar machmas hasuda, because you're eating pas, that's why you bring these things out. And besoch hasuda, doesn't even matter when you're eating them. Okay, let's finish. Let's get the whole picture. Go ahead. That's the first category. Okay, and that's the second category. Second category is what? Dvorim haboim v'shalom machmas hasuda, meaning to say they're not food, they're not meal foods, right? They're more like snack foods, correct? Those things, if you eat them during the meal, then what? Then they're going to require a bracha beforehand. Why? Right, because since they're not coming because of lift on, right? They're not coming because of pas. So then the pas is not going to pat them. V'hainu krev nachman krev huna. Dileel, dami tuna brachal of them. V'lech ram. Yeah. Yeah. So no, so he's learning that what? One second. He's learning, he's paskening like Rav Huna. He's paskening like Rav Huna. He's paskening like the first Shita. That the case of the peros in the meal was really the case of dvarim haboim shalom machmas hasuda besoch hasuda. Whereas Rashi was learning like Rav Sheshes, he was learning the last case was that case. But anyway, what's the machlokas though? Let me ask you a simple question. Why are you putter on these things just because they're bo machmas hapas? What does that mean? So they're bo machmas hapas. So what? So why are you putter on them? Why are you putter for making a bracha on them?
You only have to make a bracha for each kviyas suda, and the pas signifies the kviyas suda. So anything that's part of the suda, however you're going to want to make anything that's part of the suda is included in the bracha on the pas.
Okay, so that's really the machlokas Rashi and Tosos. In other words, the question is, when you sit down and you make hamotzi, and then you don't have to make any more bracha rishona, why is that? Why is that? All I did was I made a bracha on the bread. Why is it I'm putter now from making brachas on all the rest of the foods I'm going to eat? So what's the machlokas, Max? You want to find the machlokas? Rashi holds what? Rashi holds...
Because he holds that things that are left as the pas means they're part of the, like the maisa achila of pas. So the bracha goes on the maisa achila pas, and these are just nichlal in that...
Okay, so Rashi holds it works via ikar and tafel. Okay. Rashi holds it's an extension of Ikar and Tafel. That not only is there an idea of Ikar and Tafel, that you're actually eating them together, right? Oh, well, let's just leave Rashi. We don't want let's leave Rashi because Rashi different pshatim have Rashi, but Rashi seems to be learning that the only way you're going to be Yotze, the only way you're going to be Pater, is because they're actually considered lelefes as a pas. They're actually lelefes as a pas, and that's what he says in the first thing. That's what he says. He says, "Why are you Pater? Because the havalut tvela." Right. That's his first case. Dvarim aboyim machmas asuda, v'soch asuda, no bracha, because it's tafel. That's why. And why do you have to make a bracha when you bring out the meat and the fish and all those other things, or the dice and the krov? Because they're not lift on. Right? The lav tfela, tuna bracha v'en lav tfela ninu. So according to Rashi, everything has to come under a concept of ikar and tafel. Everything comes under a concept of ikar and tafel. Okay? In terms of Bracha Rishona. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the question on Rashi is, what's the Chiddush? Ikar and Tafel is a Mishnah. So, there are different ways of learning what the Chiddush is over here. But I don't really want to go into Rashi. I mean, we have to go into the Rabbeinu Yonah to really go through Rashi more precisely. But suffice it to say, it's going to be in the realm of Ikar and Tafel. Okay? But according to Tosfos, why are you putter on the brachos during the rest of the meal?
Yes, we hold the brachos going on the end of the soup. It's only certain substances are.
Because
part of
that's similar to what we were saying when you have many fruits in front of you, right? When you have many fruits in front of you, so you said, why do you make only one bracha when you have many fruits in front of you? Because the bracha is really on the kviyas of your achila. And if you're eating peros, it's all one kviyas of achilas peros. The problem here is you're really eating many different things. But Tosus holds that pas is the kviyas of suda. That's a separate type of achila. Achilas pas is a separate type of achila. It's an achila not of pas, but of suda. And therefore, anything that's a suda type of food is just a continuation of that kviyas. It's not a new maisa achila. It's not a new haschala. It's not that you're sitting down and you have the pas and then you have the boser and the dogim. Once you have the pas, that's already a kviyas on all foods that are machmas pas. That's why he says it has to come because of the pas. What does he mean it comes because of the pas? That's what he says. He says it's things that you only eat when you sit down to have pas. So that means to say that there's a certain kviyas of pas, more than just the pas itself. It's a kviyas of a type of achila, and anything that is under that type of achila is a continuation of the kviyas of the pas. And that's why it doesn't matter whether you eat them with the pas. According to Rashi, you have to eat them with the pas somehow. In some way, it has to actually be part of your maisa achila of the pas. Because they're different things. They're different things. There's the pas and there's the basar and the dogim. It's not one kviyas yod in terms of maisa achila. It's different maisa achila, and the only way you're going to be pater is if you can make them one maisa achila. But that has to work through ikar and tofel, according to Rashi. Whereas according to Tosos, it would seem, he holds as long as it's something, like he says. I mean, he says, the cave under Mishum Pasim Boim, right? Those are the things how Ragilim Lovo Machmas Asuda Bipas. Things that normally come when you have a Suda with Pas. When you have a Suda with Pas, what type of foods do you serve? And you don't serve these foods normally otherwise. So those are all an extension of the Kvias of the Pas. And the Bracha goes on the Kvias of the Gavra. Doesn't go on every Maisa Achila. Even though he's changing his maisa achila from pas to dogim to other things, he's involved in the same activity of his kviyas. And you only need one bracha at the beginning of that kviyas. You understand? But that's the question. Can many minei ochel, of all different types, be under one greater kvias. Rashi apparently held you only have that idea by the same things, like peros or yurakos. You could say it's all achilas peros. But what's the, you know, he didn't have an idea of this unification of suda itself, the Tosafot salt. Therefore he held in order to be yotze, you'd have to really be ikar and tofel.
So Tosafot has more things included in this than Rashi.
Tosafot holds this is a different mechanism of Suda, that Suda itself is one great kvias, and you no longer differentiate the specifics within the Suda. And when you sit down and you make the Hamotzi, that's the Haskola of Suda, and everything else is just a continuation of that original kvias.
You say that everything
as long as they normally are Mitzuruf to that type of a kvias. But if you have a fruit in the middle, that's a different Maisa Achila, that's not a Suda Achila. That's a different type of an achila. Now it is. Now you can't say it's part of the same kvius.
Are there things that Tosfos would say are potter by this that Rashi would disagree on, or it's just a different conceptual mechanism?
Well, if you're not eating it with the pas, if it's not considered tough, if it's not toughil to the pas and the maisa, but you only eat it when you sit down, but you always bring it when you sit down to a meal of bread, that's the machlokas.
Right. Doesn't everyone agree though, if you have many different types of foods, but the brachos are all shelos, that you could have a...
Yeah, but that's because it's the same exact maisa. It's achilas peros. It's not different.
I'm
don't
saying you have many different types of foods, but they all have the same. They all have the same bracha. Or is that not really possible? Like you have a bunch of different mizanot.
You mean like shahakos?
Yeah. Or like.
Yeah, but that's apparently that's a different idea that we were saying before, that the shvachos, the brachos themselves, seem to be koveya different types of achila. But here the brachos are different. The some things you're eating passes the hamotzi. This is a bar pridama. This could be a shahakol. Normally we say the categories of brachos are themselves categories of achila.
Right.
But it's all the same. Here you have many different types of foods within one suda. So you need another idea.
You just say again what's their machlokas in terms of the kvias in suda between Rashi and Tosafot?
Machlokas is what mechanism do we say operates when you make the bracha on the pas to pater the other foods. Rashi holds it's the same mechanism as ikar and tafil. The only thing is it's an extension of ikar and tafil. I would say it's an extension of ikar and tafil. You have to take my word on it.
Why isn't it like the same thing?
Because I think Rashi holds, if you go through some of the Rishonim, we'll try to explain Rashi, that Rashi holds by the pas, you don't really have to have every bite with the bread. Okay? You don't have to have every bite of food with bread. That would be no chiddush. That would just be a regular case of ikar and tofel. But it seems like a different type of ikar and tofel, that if you're koveya with the pas as an ikar and tofel, even though you don't eat the pas with every bite, it's still considered tofel to the pas.
And with the stam idea of ikar and tofel, I wouldn't know that?
No. Stam idea of ikar and tofel, it's either it's eaten together constantly, or one is eaten as a reaction to mitigate the other. But not just a bite of this and a bite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it is something new. It is something new in ikar and tofel, but it's based on ikar and tofel. Whereas according to Tosafot, it seems to be based on the idea of kvias and suda. That you only need one bracha at the beginning of an activity. And if you can unify the whole suda as one activity of kvias of a certain type, right, then you only need one bracha at the beginning. In other words, it's not really that the bracha is pottering. It's not really, according to Rashi, the bracha is really only on the pas. The only thing is, like someone was saying, the only thing is, that's the din of ikar and tofel. When you make the bracha on one, then the tofel doesn't require a bracha. Right? But that's only going to be if it's really tofel to it in the achila, in the maisa achila.
I don't see how, once you say that Tosafot holds it, that the mechanism is because you've been kaveh suda.
But Tosafot says, let me say what Tosafot says, I just said Rashi. But Tosafot is saying that the bracha is really going on the whole, is going on the kvias. That I sit down, and when I eat, sit down, and I eat pas, that's the beginning of a different type of an activity. An activity of suda. And as long, and everything I eat is really just a continuation of my original achilas pas. It's not that the bracha is on the pas, and via the pas everything gets its own, gets a, and because I'm eating everything with pas, it's like a sandwich, and I don't have to make a bracha on the taco. No, that the pas is the only thing that can start a greater kvias. The pas is the only thing that can start a kvias of suda. And everything else that is suda food is a continuation of the haschola. And therefore, it's not a new activity. So the bracha really just goes on the beginning of bracha only goes on the beginning of each type of achila. If I'm eating many peros, I need one bracha at the beginning of the achilas peros. But suda is a different type. Suda is itself a different type of is a kvias. But it's a kvias on mine yochel, as long as they function in a certain way. The kvias of suda goes more by the function. The kvias that we've been dealing with up to now goes by the type, by the min, by the species, by the category. But here it goes by the type. I'm involved in svia. That's what I'm involved in. And pas is the ultimate expression of the kvias of svia. And when I have my pas, that's a kvias of svia. And anything that normally comes for svia is just an extension of the kvias of the pas. It's not like I eat pas and now I'm eating meat. There's no new thing. So there's nothing to make a bracha on. There's no new, you don't need a bracha on every type of food. You need a bracha to engage, to be mati, or a certain activity of achila. But if it's all the same activity of achila, the pas is the mater for this whole activity of achila. But what is this activity of achila? It's an activity of svia. The only thing is, pas is the only thing that because of its definition, it is intrinsically the kvias of svia.
Only that can be maskil, that type of a...
Only pas can be maskil, this type of a thing.
So according to Rashi, when you're making a bracha on many types of piras ha'ilan, let's say, so what type of kvias is that? It's not... like, because he still holds by an idea of kvias.
That's a kvias in the type. The kvias not in activity, kvias in the type of food. They're mine peros, they're mine ilan, they're peros, they're yarukos. It would seem, to answer the question that we left with the other times, that the brachos themselves are koveya the categories.
Isn't it because over there it's that the gavra is setting himself up to be ochel peros, but
right.
Not that each new pri is like a continuation of the hasala of the first pri. It's that he's setting himself up to be ochel that type of food.
Right.
Are you saying that here that Tosfos would say that when you have peros? So that's not that he's saying that that's not an extension of the activity that you started.
That's correct,
right.
Because it's not the type of it's a different type of achila. It's not an achila of svia anymore, right? So now he says that, but those other things, she'emer gimel lafis ben es hapas to unum brachal of neam. He doesn't mean literally to be malafis the pas like Rashi. He means that they come with pas. Kevin la mishum lifton osu ena pas potrason. And that's really like Rav Nachman or Rav Huna. Yeah. That seems to be the difference. Let me just give me 1 second. I have to think about it, but it would seem that there's another nafkmi between this and the peros, and that is, you don't have to have everything befonav for this type of kvias. You don't have to have the whole meal in front of you when you're making the bracha on the pas.
Why not?
But by the peros you do. Why not? It's
going on the type of achila you're saying? And that doesn't... There's no idea there of befonav. It's just whatever's going to be nichlal in that type of achila.
Right. I have to. It's a good question. I think Matt is right. It seems like you could use a. What's that?
Why?
Well, wouldn't that.
See, it seems that the other thing, that the peros is not. Right, it's not. There's nothing intrinsically unifying. There's nothing in the gavra that's unifying these things. It's just that they are the same type and they're capable of receiving. I have to think about it a little more. Is it something that should be...
Rashi's idea still seems to, like, encompass like entities, like
entities. Yeah. Right, it's entities. Here, it's the kfiyus of the gavra. It's not that there's something before you that you're being mitzdarif into one thing. Everything is part of this. Everything it's all the same. It's all machmas apas. I think the idea is because it's all. They're all. Once you have the pas, that's the ultimate expression of the kfiyus. You don't need the other things to create your kfiyus.
I understand that.
Now, the other things, when you're eating a lot of peros, there's no intrinsic idea of this type of a kfiyus. So now, whatever your kfiyus is on, that's your kfiyus. If it's not before you, that's not part of your kfiyus. But pas is kolel. Pas is the ultimate representation. There's nothing more that you could have than the pas. So once you kovei on the pas, it's the highest expression of this type of kvius.
What is the kvius of peros? I don't understand.
The kvius of peros is saying that I can say that my kavana is on I can define my own maisa achila, and I can define my maisa achila to say that it's not five different maisa achilas, it's one maisa achila extending over these things. I'm going to sit down and eat these five fruits right now. And therefore, it's not considered five separate...
Is that in the Gavra again?
Is it in the Gavra? I don't know if it's in the Gavra. I don't know. I'm not sure what...
How do
you eat it?
Your whole point about the pas is that it's in the Gavra, right?
No, that's not my whole point. My point by pas is that the pas itself is the highest... is the highest form of the kviyas of Suda. So there's nothing that itself is the highest expression. Now, it's by the other thing, there's no idea that's unifying these five fruits intrinsically, right? You don't say that the orange is machmas the apple, right? So it's only because I decide I'm going to eat these two together that makes these two achilas into one, right? But pas intrinsically is a kvius of seuda, soid. Right? So anything that has that quality to a lesser degree is automatically included in that, is more automatically included under the kvius of the pas. You understand what I'm trying to say? Pas is an idea of soed and seuda. That's an intrinsic concept. Anything now, any particular, is not going to be new, it's just going to be a category of the kvius of the pas. So it's going to be a particular of the kvius of the pas. But when I have an apple, an orange, and a pear, there's no idea like that. There's no idea of eating the apple that brings machmas, that brings in something else.
Right, you see that one potters the other by the fruits.
That's right, one will potter the other.
It's not part of the same, the first one.
Everything falls into the category of the bread.
Everything falls into the category of bread. But you don't say one fruit falls into the category of the other fruit. You know what I'm saying? It's only because your das is to extend the maisa achila that it's not considered a new haskala. Okay, so I think that's the main question here between Rashi and Tosus. How does the pas potter the other foods? Is it an idea of Ikar and Tofel, or is it an idea of Kvius? Okay. Did you still have a question? No. Okay. All right, but let's take a look at the Rashba, because he really goes through, with a fine-tooth comb. Right? I edited yours, by the way. I didn't give you the whole Rashba.
That's why I went for this one. I knew that would happen.
You knew that. Uh-oh. We're going to see the stuff I was cutting out. Okay. Okay, let's see. Go ahead. Who wants to read the Rashba?
I'll read the Rashba.
Go ahead.
Have you lifnehem te'enim v'anavim v'socha suda? Amar Rav Huna tu'unin bracha lifnehem v'alo la'achrehem.
Okay, go ahead.
Shmuzu u'shmua d'rav papa d'v'samuch ne'emru aleihem kama pirushim. So there are many pirushim on these two statements.
Right, these two statements.
Va'mechuvar be'enai, da'ha de'pligi rav ba'rav huna v'rav sheshes v'rav yichia, b'shevi'u lifnehem te'enim v'anavim b'socha suda shalom machmas suda.
Okay, so the question is, you know, the problem is you have the itmar and then you have rav papa. So what is the, which case does this fit into the later cases? What are the cases talking about? A lot of problems. So he says his opinion is, the clearest to him, is that what? That the first machlokas, which is a three-way machlokas, right? Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Chiya. What case is that? That's where they brought fruits in the Suda, but not because of the Suda. Right. Sounds like the second case, right?
Right. Kolomar, Shlola Lafas Ben as a Pas Mamish. Right? Not literally to be Malafas the Pas. Ela Lesayek Tas Tavas Hamachal. Kadishis Avelecho Yoser. Yoser. Kadarchan Shal Brios Beparparos Shabem Tasuda.
Okay, so what are these fruits doing in the middle of the meal? What are the fruits doing in the middle of the meal? They're not coming to be eaten with the pas, literally. Okay? But they're not completely foreign either. What are they doing?
Help your taiva.
They're helping your taiva's machal. Right? An appetizer, you might call it. Right? Not what we eat as an appetizer. But what would be called, properly called an appetizer, to increase your appetite.
It's barbaros.
That's the Mishnah. It's a good question, what barbaros are. But they're little things. They're little foods. They're little foods. They're barbaros in the meal, they're barbaros after the meal. But they're like little foods. So it might seem counterintuitive to you to eat something to make you hungrier. But such is the nature of man. So it increases the taivas machol. It doesn't say it increases your hunger. It increases taivas machol.
Which is?
Desire.
Yeah.
That isn't hunger?
Nope. Some people eat when they're not hungry.
We've already discussed this all then.
You skinny guys don't know it. Okay, I mean, that's a surefire way to stay skinny. Just eat when you're hungry. That's the problem. Anyway, so you need parparos. That's what you need. You need some more. Okay. So, what kind of a category does he fall into? So, he's creating like a mixed category. Right? To serve his purposes here, he's creating a mixed category. It's not parpera, it's not lifton. Yet it's not
standalone.
Foreign.
Right. Ufika kama Rav Huna shein to unin bracha lifnehen. The kemen de einon ba'in lalaf es mamash ein birchas apas shehi bracha brura lapas poteras es elu kemen she einon tefela lapas mamash.
So he sounds like he's saying that what? That since these are not coming to be eaten with the pas mamash, right? So then when you made the bracha on the pas, that's a clear bracha on the pas. Right? In other words, it's isolating the pas. Interesting way he puts that, right?
Yeah.
Isolating the pas. So it has nothing to do with these peros. In what way does the bracha on the pas have to do with this, with these peros?
Right.
Right? They're not tofel to the pas. You're not eating them with the pas.
Right.
So I made a bracha on the pas. So if I'm eating them with the pas, so I can say, well, they're tofel to the pas. I made a bracha on the pas, and I'm eating the pas. Right. But here, you can't say that. I made ruch in the past, very nice. Now I'm eating something else. Yeah. Sorry?
This is like Rashi.
Similar to Rashi. Similar to Rashi. But I mean, at this point, even Tosis agrees, Peros is not going to be included. Good.
She'ilu ba'lalafes vade l'chule on the niftur b'pas to havulhu tefela.
Right.
Tnan zeklal koshu ikar v'yesh imo tefela mevarchal ikar poter sa tefela.
That's pasuk. That's a Mishnah.
Right. V'alf pi shehin ba'in be'emta suda k'dei l'sayeh k'tas ba'achila mikol makom inan ba'in l'gamrei machmas kach ela she'af behin miskavin l'hanas atman.
Okay, now even though they're coming in the meal, that what? Even though they're coming in the meal to help with the achila, and therefore what?
Foreign.
And therefore what? Nobody's saying, he's saying something else. No.
It should be part of the meal.
And therefore what?
No function is.
There should be no bracha.
It's just like case of.
That's right. Now he's going every which way. You know what I'm saying? So it's true, it's not tofel to the pas in the achila. But maybe you'll say it's tofel, like somebody else was mentioning the other day. Maybe you mentioned it's tofel because it's only to eat the rest of the meal.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a very particular.
Right? Go ahead.
So even though that's the case, Mikum Lacham Inan Bayan Lagamre Machmas Kach.
He says, but it's not true. They're not coming completely for the other achilos. No, as if they were completely for the other achilos, they would be tuffel to the other achilos, even though you're not eating them together. Mm-hmm. Right? It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
He says, but since you're also enjoying them, you also have the idea to enjoy them. Apparently, that is how you stimulate your appetite, right? That is how you stimulate your appetite. Then they need their own body. Right?
The ilulokain, havelhuk pasaba im hamaliach. The ochle peros ginosar shimavarchal maliach apotar sapas.
Right, then it would be like that case, where you eat the bread because it's too salty. Right?
Elo shesham enom iskavin lakal lahanas achilas apas. Elo lahavir as koach resichas hamaliach.
Right, but that case, you make no bruch on the pas. Why? Because that's not, they don't want to enjoy the pas at all. They have no kavana to enjoy the pas at all. It's just to remove the heat of the salt.
V'inami, hasam ba'okal as a pas biyachad im hamaliach. V'chazar pas lios kaliftan lamaliach.
Interesting.
Right.
He puts it two possible explanations why the pas, you don't make a bruch on over there. Yeah, or what? Or over there, he's saying the pas is eaten together. That would remove this whole necessity of his argument over here. That seems he's leaving it open. If you eat something else, even though it's completely for another thing, is it considered tafel? He's leaving that question open. Okay, right? Go ahead.
Well, kan b'sha'ochal anavim utainim atman below pas. Below pas, right?
So here is definitely chayiv in a bracha. So he's trying to explain up till now why you chayiv in a bracha rishona. Chayiv in a bracha rishona because it's not lift on mamish, right? And it's not eaten completely as a tofel in terms of
suda.
In terms of the other, right? In terms of suda. So that's why it needs its own bracha rishona. Go ahead.
Okay. And we come back and let's say Taivas Amachal Leraboso Bao Bemta. Right. That's why.
That's why it came in the middle to increase your appetite.
Sheim Lokein Lama Heviyam Besochasuda.
Okay. See, they weren't crazy.
Vaoch Ilu Lokein Lama Inan Shrichim Brachal Achrehim Kabayin Lachar Suda.
And also, you have to explain why you don't need bracha afterwards. It's an interesting thing. What I think is hard over here is our idea of the bracha achrona. I think we have to get a better idea of the bracha achrona. We've been very focused on the bracha rishona up to now, but now we're really getting into the bracha achrona. It's interesting. So he's saying it's not a halacha that the Birkas HaMazon covers whatever you ate beforehand, even if it was eaten bounded by a meal, right? It has to actually be a part of the meal to be covered by the Birkas HaMazon. So he's saying there's no svara to say that Birkas HaMazon will cover it just because you ate it in the meal if it has nothing to do with the suda. So that's why he's saying you must say, that's how he comes to this, he's pretty much working backwards, right, to figure out what this case is. He's saying you must say it's not eaten with the bread. Because otherwise it wouldn't need bracha rishona. Right? Sort of like eliminating possibilities to arrive at what the case is. Can't be it's actually eaten with the bread, otherwise it wouldn't need a bracha rishona. Right? And it can't be that it's completely subservient to the suda, because then you also wouldn't need a bracha rishona, because it would be tafel on the other way. Right? But yet he's saying, so it must be that it's coming for it has some of its own hanah. Right, but at the same time, it can't be that it's totally for itself. Because if it were totally for itself, you just feel like having a nice sweet thing now, right? Then there'd be no way that it would fit into the Birkas HaMazon.
That would be Rabbi's last case.
That would be after the Suda, right? So then it must be like this. It must be it's eaten not with the bread, and you eating it because you want the sweet thing. But you want it because it functions for the rest of the suda. Right? Now you can have halacha like Rav Huna, that you make a bracha rishona and no bracha achrona. Is that the end of Rav Huna? So what is it? He's saying two things. He's saying that what? So it must be that what? That is coming in the Suda to increase your Taivas Machal. And that's why Rav Huna said it doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Right? Yeah. And also, it is Zayini.
Meaning, what would the result in? No, I know.
Therefore, Birkas Mazon also passes it. Therefore, Birkas Mazon.
Second when, reason,
wouldn't the first reason be enough?
Stavra, it would be enough. He's just throwing every quality that it has into it. He doesn't want. He's being very
coming
safe.
Bases,
yeah, very safe. Very safe. Yeah. So anyway, so what's the svara though? What's the svara of Rav Huna? That what? So what's the svara? So he's saying like this. He's saying, you know, is it part of the Suda or is it not part of the Suda? So it is part of the Suda. So is he saying in terms of the Maiso Achila, correct? Bracha Rishona goes by the Maiso Achila. So in terms of the Maiso Achila, it's distinct from the Pas. Correct? So the Pas will not potter it. But in terms of what?
The Suda.
In terms of what?
The functions.
In terms of the Kiyam of the Achila, it has a Kiyam in the Suda. That's what Rav Huna holds. That it's a case where the Bracha Rishona goes by the Maiso Achila, but Birkas HaMazon goes by the Kiyam of Suda. So it's a case that it's split. In terms of the Bracha Rishona, it's a separate Maiso Achila from the Pas. But where does its benefit reside? Where is the Kiyam of this Achila? In the Suda. So the Birkas HaMazon on the Suda will cover it.
Can for Bracha Achrona we look into the motive?
The Kiyam, the result. The Bracha Achrona is the status of the Gavra at the end. Where does the benefit lie? In the entity of Suda? Then it doesn't need its own Bracha Achrona.
But his second reason that it was a Zan, wouldn't that imply that it had a benefit of its own?
That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. What's the difference between his first answer and his second answer? That it's Zayini too. Now I cut out one part. I didn't want to overload you. Maybe. But later on, when he quotes Rav Sheshis, right? Rav Sheshis needs the Bracha Achrona too, right? Let's wait. But he doesn't mean that. I'll just tell you right here, just as a fact, you should just know. When he says it's Zayini, he does not mean that you chayev in that even if you were chayev in an ala eitz doesn't mean that you're potter because the Birkas HaMazon will potter the chiyev of the ala peros. Like the possibility we rejected yesterday. That still is not no. It definitely does not hold. When he says ode that it's zayini, doesn't mean that it needs its own. He's not offering a possible another theoretical idea. That it's really chayiv in its own bracha, but the Birkas HaMazon, it potters meeting things of the Zayini. Because later on he says that if you eat tamarim, right? Tamarim, then even Rav Sheshis holds Birkas HaMazon will work. Because everybody agrees, b'dieved, Birkas HaMazon potters tamarim. So even Rav Sheshis who holds, you need a bracha achrona, Birkas HaMazon will work on that.
So
this is a different idea completely.
So then,
because over here, Rav Sheshis disagrees. So it's not because Zayini. So what does he mean? So he's giving two possibilities in the idea that he has now. What are they? He's not sure of this one idea. He's not sure if when you say that the kiyum is in the suda, he's not sure if it could be that it itself has no kiyum suda, but it just helps for a kiyum suda. Or does it also have to have its own kiyum suda in some regard? In other words, these things are eaten to increase your appetite for suda. Right? So the benefit is suda. The ultimate benefit of this achila is suda. But he's not sure, it seems, that it would be good still unless these ta'anim and anavim themselves also actually on their own do contribute to the satisfaction as well. In other words, let's say you could have a thing that has no that doesn't fill you up at all, a pill that just increases your appetite. That's what he's not sure about. That's what he's leaving open. He's not sure if it's because two things. It is contributing to the suda. It's contributing to the other things that you eat because it's making you more hungry for them.
Or by itself.
Plus, it's zaini too. Plus, it itself knows that will allow it now on its own to be part of the suda too. But it has to have its own intrinsic... It has to be able to have its own intrinsic zaini as well. Otherwise, it's just like a tool, completely a tool for the rest of the suda. That he seems to be leaving open. That he seems to be unsure about. You understand what I'm saying? No, in other words, in the Birkas HaMazon. When he says that the Birkas HaMazon is good because it contributes, because it has a kiyum in the suda, he's not sure if it's enough that it has a kiyum in the other foods that you eat, or if it itself also has to have a kiyum in the suda.
So doesn't he have that possibility also with the maliyah? Because you said one impossible answer is that maliyah is different because there you eat it together, but here you eat it separately. I mean, even if it didn't have anas atzmo, the second possibility is that even if it didn't have anas atzmo, the fact that it's eaten alone...
That's by the Baruch Hashanah.
That's
by...
Yeah.
That's by the Baruch Hashanah. I mean, if it has no Baruch Hashanah, it certainly has no Baruch Hashanah. But here is a different question. It has a bracha rishona because it's a different ma'is achila. But the bracha achron is covered by the benching because it will fall under the suda by the way it functions. But he's not sure if it's enough that it just functions for the other foods or if it also has to have its own function of zaini to be part of the suda. Can it be part of the suda if it's completely unlike the suda but it helps the suda? That's what he's leaving open. You understand what I'm saying? If it were not zaini, then it wouldn't be like the suda at all. Because the suda is zaini. Right? But if it were not like the suda at all, but somehow it helped the rest of the suda, could you say that its ultimate kiyum is the suda? You understand what I'm saying? That he doesn't want to say right now.
It seems like that it could be like the one that it doesn't have a really a kiyum in itself of the suda. That's even better because that's really totally for the other like the other stuff. But once it has in itself some
no, but the question is, it can be a tzira. The question is, can it be mitztaref if it's not like the suda at all? In other words, for the suda is a mitztaref to the suda, but can it be mitztaref something that's not like the suda? You understand what I'm saying? That's really what he doesn't want to say. He doesn't want to say you could be mitzaref to the suda, something that doesn't have any concept of suda in itself. Now, it's functioning for the suda is a mitzaref to the suda. But, can you be mitzaref something that's completely different? That he doesn't want to say. So he's saying it's mitzaref to the suda because it's functioning for the suda. And it's something that can be mitzaref because it's zaini too. It's not like a rock that makes you hungry. Yeah.
If it was zaini, shouldn't it get a...
No!
It makes it part of the suda.
How does that make it part of the suda?
What if I were to have a stam apple that in no way affected the suda? Wouldn't we say in that case that you would say a bracha chrona?
Yes.
Why?
I'm saying zaini is a way to be mitzaref, is a part of its tsirif to the suda. Now he doesn't want to, the tsirif to the suda is because it's functioning for the suda. But now his question is, can you just be mitzaref anything to the suda? Or does it have to be that it has the same qualities as the rest of the suda in some way? So you're saying media designy means it still has the same qualities and is functioning for it. So you can be mitzaref it. There's no problem being mitzaref it. So you couldn't be mitzaref for rock.
Designy means it satiates in the same way?
It's in the same category. Mazon is just a super zion. That's all mazon is.
So then if I were to have an apple that was zaini, then that would be
So no, but you have to be mitzarev it somehow. Yeah. You need two things. It has to be similar. No, it's a separate maisa achila.
Oh, that was the question he had with the meaning.
Right.
He didn't know.
No, it has to be part of it in two ways. If it's not really the mazon of the suda, it has to be part of it in two ways. Either one is that it's functioning for it, and the other is that it's similar to it. It can't just be mitzarev. Two completely different things.
But is there really a thing that's not signing?
Salt and water.
Awesome.
I mean, that's why he's just throwing it in. I mean, there's practically no, there's practically not going to be any nafkamina. But conceptually, he wants to say, it seems that part of the idea is that it's also zayini. Okay, what does Rav Sheshes hold?
Rav Sheshes savar, tekeven de lo ba'o lelachis mamish, aja in niftaran de pas, avhein in niftaran de birkas mazon.
Okay. Now, if you look carefully, if you pay careful attention over here,
he uses a different.
He uses a different word, right?
Right. He says it's not ba'u lelafis lelafis mamish, as opposed to. Oh wait.
Yeah. That was when he's talking about Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, the emphasis is on what?
The Suda.
Suda.
Right.
The emphasis is on Suda.
Right.
When he goes to Rav Sheshes, he puts an emphasis on what?
Mazon.
On Mazon.
That seems like how it is in the
Gemara,
too. Seems like he's saying it's not this type, so the brachas won't cover it.
So what's the machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Huna?
I'm tempted to say the machlok between Tosfos and Rashi.
Don't give in to the temptation.
No, dude.
Seems like a safe. I mean, just intuitively, it seems like what's supposed to what Birkin Muslim is on.
Good, correct.
Is it on Suda or is it on Muslim?
Exactly. No, it's. Those Rav Sheshes holds the Birkas HaMazon is not on Suda. Birkas HaMazon is only on. On mazon, it's on the actual pas. Now, is the bracha hamotzi and the birkas hamazon the olds do not have separate objects, right? They don't have separate objects. That you can't have something, and that's what Sheshes is din. You can't have something that is what that is going to have a bracha rishona. That means that it's not part of the pas in terms of the bracha, in terms of the maisa achila. And yet, in terms of the Birkas HaMazon, the Pasul, the Birkas HaMazon will cover it. So there's nothing like that. That means to say that he does not hold from this idea that the Birkas, that the Bracha Rishona is on the Maisa Achila and the Birkas HaMazon is on the greater Kriyas of Suda. He holds their parallel. He holds they are complementary. That it's like a tchila and a sof of the same thing. Right. So,
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, he says the only thing that the Birkas HaMazon will work on is pas above Kislin, because that is pas too.
Or things that are tuffel to mazon.
Or things that are tuffel. Lifnishen Birkas HaMazon Pachon El Dvarim Shebo Machmas HaMazon Mamish. They actually are part of the mazon. Vinami b'shehein ba'atzman mazon, or they're not coming for the with the mazon mamish, machmas the mazon mamish, but they themselves are mazon, meaning to say pasavah b'kisnin lachar suda. So he's learning different than Rashi. He's learning pasavah b'kisnin before the birkas mazon, right? Shalpi she'ein apas potrosan b'tchiloson, birkas mazon potrosan b'sofa mishum de'inu gufayu mazon inu, right? Yeah. And that's what he says later. I think I cut it out. That Rav Sheshes would agree, if you ate dates in the middle of the meal, you wouldn't have to make a birkas, you wouldn't have to make a bracha achron on the dates.
Is that
because it's mazon. That's what the Gemara says, because the Gemara says, tamorim are mazon. And therefore, birkas are mazon, will pat them b'diavad. In other words, but the point is, when eels, you don't make a bracha on pasam b'kisnin, it's not like Rashi was learning at all. Rashi was learning, it simply doesn't need a bracha achron. He's learning, no, of course it needs a bracha achrona. The only thing is, birkas hamazon will patr it b'diavad, just like dates. Right? And the last shita?
Rabichia polygotarvai, who of Amersh Einan Tunin, Lolif name Lolakarin, Vishum de Kimish Bob Besoka Suda, Hapas Potrasan, Bhilasan, the Hilkach Michlala Sudahain, Vulchulshain Michlala Suda, Birkas Mazan Potrasan Besofan.
So he holds the opposite of Rashashashas, that even the Birkas Hamotzi doesn't go on the Pas, it goes on the whole Suda. More similar to the Tosis. Now, there's two concepts here, it would seem. There's the Achila of the Pas, right? There's the Achila of the Pas, and then there's the Suda. And they're not the same, because you eat Pas in a Suda. It's not the same thing, they're not identical. One functions for the other. One creates the other. Okay? Pas is the ikar of the Suda. Okay? So they have three possibilities. According to Rav Huna, the bracha on the Pas is on the Pas itself. Right? And the Birkas HaMotzi and the Birkas HaMazon is on the whole Kviya Suda. According to Rav Sheshes, the Birkas HaMotzi and the Birkas HaMazon are really on the Pas. And according to Rav Chia, both are really on the Suda. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only Tuesday? Great, it's a lot this week, huh? Alright, so let's see. What should we... let's stop here. So what are we going to do next? You have more in that Rosh, right?
Yeah.
What's your next thing after this?
He explains the Amar of Papa Hilzah Devarim Havayim Machmas Hasuda Pesach Hasuda Einan Tunin Bracha.
Right. Well, what will be interesting also is his idea of possible, I guess.